There's plenty of fertile farmland along the Mississippi River here near Muscatine, Iowa. But a century ago, this city was known for something else. It was not the land along the river, but something from the river that was putting the town on the map. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Unless you are from eastern Iowa, you probably don't know how and why this city became associated with this important piece of just about everything we wear.
A man named John Frederick Beppel came over from Germany. He had made buttons over there and had actually seen some shells that somebody had brought over there and thought he could come over here and start making buttons.
Richard Darschlag shares the story from Muscatine, Iowa. Mr. Beppel knew that he could make buttons by cutting them from shells. But why Muscatine?
People would just get the clams out of the river, and they would just put the shells and cut what they called blanks, with little round circles.
There were about 300 different species of mussels, or clams, in the Mississippi River at Muscatine, a vast array of shells for citizens to cut for buttons.
We know of about 150 different locations for either factories or little cutting shops just in Muscatine. And some of the families would have those, and they would cut the blanks, and they would sell them to the factories.
In 1905, the city was producing 1.5 billion buttons annually. 37% of the world's buttons were manufactured here at the time.
The industry kind of peaked around 1916, 1917, started to decline after that.
The last pearl buttons were made here in the 1960s. You can see the history of the Pearl Button Capital, including the old-time photos of those mountains of shells, at the History and Industry Center here. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.